Recording.
Many of you may be familiar with my matzav. My name is Mordechai ben David ben Leah. Many of you have been davening for me for the past few months. And I went through a machla treatments, and we need weiter tefillas rabim that it should be finished. As we speak now, as you're listening to my words now, I should be undergoing a test to see progress. Everyone's tefillas was very appreciated up until now. I'm sure Dylan will keep me in mind in their tefillas. Over the summer, I had the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael and spoke to many of the G'dayle Eretz Yisrael to get their brachas and to get their eitzes. And many of the G'daylem encouraged me to continue spreading the message that I've been working on spreading about the importance and the power of being mechaven the Shem Shemayim in tefillah. La'halacha, when one says the Shem Shemayim, one has to have kavana, at least the minimum kavana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adon HaKol. And saying the Shem Shemayim without the proper kavana is Be'etzem Me'isr Chomer. L'maisa, we're not on a madrega to have kavana 100% of the time, but a person is obligated to do his best to have kavana as much as he is able. And any amount that a person does say the Shem Shemayim is very powerful. The Koyach HaTfila, the Amunam Bitachin that a person gets from each time he thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, V'chal Mokom She'asker Shmi Ove Elecha Be'echticha, and a person who has Kavana, who thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time he says the Shem Hashem, or as much as he can, lives with an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it changes his whole way of life. The Goyin in Mishle speaks out that being mechaven in the Shem Hashem, Zichron Hashem hu li Yeshua, Eila v'recha v'eila basusim v'anachnu Shem Hashem alekeinu nazkir. Those who have the ability of being mechaven the Shem Hashem are his hallelu b'shem kotcha, they deserve to be praised, to have a powerful tool. Until now, I've been asking people to try to increase b'mechaven Shem Hashem as many times as they are able. Now in a certain way, tshuva, I would like to bring up a little bit of a different angle. Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a time for tshuva, a time when people make kabbalas to try to change and try to be misakin for what their shortcomings. And the Bali Musa explained that for a kabbalah to be powerful, to be meaningful, it has to be real. Many times a person will take on a kabbalah under some temporary inspiration, and it doesn't last. The Bali Musa explained that it's much more kedai to take on a kabbalah that's very small, but it's lasting. The mashal that they give is when a person sticks his finger into water, he made a hole in the water, but the moment he takes his finger out, there's no more hole. If somebody drills in a stone, a tiny hole, but that's a lasting hole. Pisuli Pesach, Pisuli Shul Machat, because Rochu says if we open a hole in our hearts, if it's real, even if it's the size of a needle, that's a Pesach, like Rochu says, then I'll help you out, I'll give you Sata Deshmaya and open a Pesach, Pisuli Shul Ulam. would ask, if people want to do something for their own ruchnius, or if it motivates somebody more to do it as a schus for a chayla, whether it be myself, Mordechai David Menleya, or anyone else who a person is close with, make a tiny Kabbalah, but a Kabbalah that will last. A Kabbalah not just for a day or two, but something simple, something that a person that's very realistic. Who could imagine going by a whole day not once thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu? If somebody would just be mekabel that one time a day will be mechaven when he says the Shem Shemayim. One time a day could be the first time you wake up in the morning. The Sodom's mekabel not to let a day go by without at least one time be mechaven Shem Shemayim. It's something that takes be'etzem no effort kemat. It's a little bit of focus and attention just not to let the day pass. If you didn't do it first thing in the morning, there's plenty more times during the day. But if someone would take on a sincere Kabbalah, bli neder, that will make sure from now on, a Kabbalah that's permanent, a Kabbalah be'ez Hashem, as long as the person is able, that would be a tremendous schus. It would be a schus for the Yom Adin, a schus for Kapara, a schus for Gans Klal Yisrael, and be'ez Hashem, a schus for all the Chayli Yisrael, and anyone else who needs the Yeshua. Shukrach.